on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, the University of Nottingham has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Shanghai Advanced Research Institute to jointly undertake groundbreaking research into carbon capture. The work will focus on the development of solid absorbent technologies. Nottingham's public are among the top spenders in the country when it comes to shelling out for their favourite coffee. A recent survey suggests people in the city now spend £151 a year on average on coffee, putting Nottingham joint second in the rankings alongside London and Norwich. Number 10 says there's no chance of a change in drugs policy, despite a report finding tough laws have no impact on the number of users. The government research looked at other countries, finding worse health outcomes in the Czech Republic after possession was criminalised. Lib Dem MP and Home Office Minister Norman Baker thinks treating drug use as a health problem is the way forward.
The evidence happens to produce a conclusion you don't necessarily expect. You should be honest enough to accept that. The evidence is there for the international comparative study. I want to minimise drug damage in our society. And I believe we can do more of that by adopting a more liberal approach.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says the closure of Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque is a declaration of war. Tensions erupted this morning between Israeli security forces and protesters over the closure. The mosque was shut following the assassination attempt of a far-right Jewish rabbi yesterday. Edinburgh trio Young Fathers have won the Mercury Prize. The hip-hop group were honoured for their debut album Dead at the ceremony in London last night. The prize is £20,000. Aloysius Massacoy from the group says, "We go out and do what we do.
It's just an award show. It's just an award. You know, it's great that, you know, people can, you know, the more people are going to hear our music and you see and hear, that's what we've always wanted. You know, we're very ambitious guys and that's the main thing. So, yeah, it's good."
Blackpool have appointed former Birmingham City boss Lee Clark as their new manager on a one-year rolling deal. The 42-year-old was sacked by the Blues just 10 days ago and takes over the only side below his old club in the Championship table. The weather today will be dry and cloudy, highs of 17 Celsius, that's 63 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 25 minutes to 1 o'clock.